Philadelphia is not a dangerous city by American standards, but a recent spate of youth violence, much of it racially motivated, has left many scratching their heads about how to tackle the problem. Some believe the answer is kung fu. I'm standing in the center of one of America's largest Chinatowns, and just next to me is the entrance to a kung fu academy. I'm about to go in to see what's happening.
Da, fu, wa, fu.
Inside, wa. Senior student John Testino is practicing some moves.
Wa, fu, wa, wa.
That's not the whole form, but that's the gist of our tiger crane form.
That's amazing. I was very impressed by the noises. Right. Is that important?
Yes. That enhances your power.
Academies like this one are some of the few places in the city youths from all walks of life can come together and have fun. Sean Pond is one of them. Although coming here is expensive for him, he feels the benefit.
I've definitely gotten stronger and changed my eating habits, and I've been training regularly, my mind even functions better, and my memory functions better. So it has other effects too, besides just physical health.
Xu Pui Cheng is the teacher. He says kung fu is more than just fighting.
I think the basic is to teach the people to respect. It's very, very important. Teach the people respect, fairness to other people, something like that. And for himself, it will be learn a lot of focus, concentration, and health. And this is where a lot of people learn kung fu.
It's this philosophy that community leaders in Philadelphia hope to teach youngsters. Lieutenant Maurice Tunstall is a police officer focusing on school crime.
Bullying, peer pressure, assaults, aggravated assaults, thefts, sexual assaults, drugs, anything dealing with violence. We have it all from A to Z.
To tackle youth crime, Lieutenant Tunstall is helping to organize a kung fu exhibition for schools, partly sponsored by the Chinese community. While some may question the logic of reducing violence through teaching kids how to fight, organizers hope kung fu can inspire youngsters to build discipline. Lieutenant Tunstall again.
Just even if we just change one youth, to change his demeanor, personality, attitude, and come around to a positive as opposed to a negative, that's what we're doing.
Philadelphia's home state of Pennsylvania recorded 53 so-called hate crimes motivated by prejudice in 2009, according to the latest figures from the FBI. While that's 50% lower than 5 years before, community leaders hope to reduce these figures even more by inspiring youngsters through the Chinese art of kung fu. Reporting from Philadelphia for CRI, I'm Dominic Swire.